The largest portion of our operating budget comes from you, the audience we serve. Because we're a non-commercial public station, we're able to give you more program per hour on WILL Radio. But right now, we need your help to maintain the quality, variety, and non-commercial nature of our program service. As of today, we're still $199,000 short of our June 30th fundraising goal. Please help us close this dollar gap. If you're online, point your browser to willpledge.org and make a credit card contribution. Thank you.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan, and thank you very much. I'll give everybody an update on our to-go number in our annual fundraising efforts here. We're down to 183,000 to go, thanks to your support. So an updated number hot off the presses. Another hot off the presses number is the gold price down under $620 an ounce, and that's weighing on the commodities. We'll be talking that over as we go along in the opening market report here. Dan Zwicker will be along from AgriVisor Services in just a few minutes. First, let's take a look at how trading resumed in Kansas City. The July wheat contract opened at 487 and a half. That was up a half. September at 497 and a half on the open, up three quarters, and December opened unchanged at 504 and a half. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 385, down 2 3/4. September at $4 even, down 3.5 cents. And December at 417, down 2 3/4. The May contract for 07 opened at 440 even, and that was down 3. July corn at 248 and a quarter was down 2 3/4 on the open today. September at 259 3/4, down 3. December at 274 and a quarter, down 2.5. The March contract at 285, down 2 1/4. May down 2 1/4 at 292. And July 07 corn, 297 and a quarter, down 2 3/4 on the open today. July soybeans opened at 593.5, down 3.5. August at $6 even, down 3 3/4. September at 605, down 4.5. November at 619, down 5.5. January 629.5, down 4. And the May 07 contract on the soybeans at 638 on the open, down 3.5. July soybean meal opened at 180.80, down 130. August down 1 even at 181.80. The July oil contract at 24.76, down 19, and the August contract at 24.95 was down 21.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And as we look at the current trade, we see the Kansas City wheat trading from 2 to 4.5 cents lower. Wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade from 2 1/4 to 3.5 cents lower. Corn is trading anywhere from 2.5 to 4 cents lower. And the soybeans in a range from 4.5 to 6 cents lower. And Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois, joins us on the telephone to talk about it. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, what are you seeing as you look at those numbers? What's the big impact?
Well, the lines now are beginning to turn south. So, you know, the trend lines, you can kind of begin to draw out some sideways to lower type moves developing here in pretty much all of your commodities. You know, your metals market has been quite volatile to the downside over the past several weeks. You're starting to see that volatility shifting over in the energy complex to a sideways to lower pattern. And then, of course, you know, you can kind of look at your wheat markets. It's in a sideways to lower trend. Corn is in a sideways to lower trend. Beans, you can maybe read that a little differently, but beans, you know, haven't been one to try to really rally much. But it does look like, you know, just about everything that I follow here has got red on it here on the screen here this morning, other than, you know, you've got the dollar sharply higher, you got bonds moving higher. So, I mean, it kind of looks like you're maybe putting some bottoms in the dollars, some bottoms in the bonds. So a lot of this inflationary support that we've seen in the market place here over the past few months might be waning anyway, at least taking a breather anyway. We'll have to kind of see how that develops.
Mm-hmm. Some reports due out again tomorrow. Are people just kind of sitting on the sidelines waiting for those?
Nobody really expects to see anything big happen in tomorrow's reports. There's always, every time you have a government report, there could be some changing of some demand and type projections. But the BIC report is still 2 to 3 weeks away. Yeah, that's the end of the month. That's acres and grain stocks. That kind of tells you how much inventory you have left to go to finish out the last quarter of the marketing year. And then, of course, the acreage thing is real pivotal, probably more so than corn and anything. If we did end up planting more acres than what USDA's report indicated in March, and if the weather stays as favorable as it is, you know, that could be a killer to the corn market. We'll just have to kind of wait and see. But you're into June now. You need to begin to have some weather adversity problems begin to take hold, especially after all the worry that we've kind of seen in the marketplace. We've built a lot of optimism in the marketplace here over the past couple, 3 months. And for now, all the fundamentals that's been somewhat generally supportive is turning slightly negative.
So what's the strategy to take right now?
Well, you know, depending upon where you're at in the equation, I suppose you have to take a look at being much more defensive in your strategies than maybe you have been. If you've been a seller all along, you're probably, you know, in pretty good shape as far as sales goes. If you haven't been a seller in here and you've been kind of holding back, this might be a place that you need to maybe take on more of a sell type attitude. You know, there is a lot of growing season left to be to unfold here, but we've got a lot of old crop supply around, and you know, it looks like, you know, we're off to a pretty good start in the new growing season, and we'll have to kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm. Dan, how much weight are you putting on this gold price? It fell below 620, and a lot of people are saying that was a real mark there that had been watched.
Well, I don't get too excited about specific levels. Probably more so the even number benchmarks like 6 and 7 and 5, I suppose. Gold is, if you look at the gold chart, I mean, all the trend lines point down. I mean, we've had, and gold was the first one that starts volatility. Volatility or wide ranges up and down is not a good sign of a market going higher. And gold was the first one begin to kind of map that out, and then that kind of spilled on over into energies. And you know, if you look at the energy market, I know, you know, you can draw lines and say that trend is down. And now that volatility has kind of switched over into commodity, the ag commodity markets like corn being up 4 cents one day, down 4 cents, or up 5 and down 5. So now I think, you know, you see that in wheat. Wheat has been, you know, it had a nice climb, and then all of a sudden it's beginning to get volatile, you know, down a dime, up a dime, down a dime. So I think anytime you get volatility, that tells me you got to be awful careful. And I think, you know, now you're beginning to see those sideways to higher trends begin to develop if you look on the charts now. You know, you can, other people can see different formations, you know, then you incorporate it in with the fundamentals of outside market activities. If we're inflationary pressures are beginning to ease a little bit. I mean, you can really tell the housing market is really getting soft. Of course, that's a location issue. But it doesn't take very, you know, you can drive around. You can see a lot of houses for sale. So it's turned into a buyer's market with the higher interest rates that we've seen here over the past several months. So, you know, all this inflationary talk, it took a long time for everybody to begin to talk about it. But now, since everybody's talking about it, that's a good sign that she's probably run its course for a little bit anyway.
All right. Dan, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Dan Zwicker of Agrivisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois, will be back with us during the closing market report this afternoon.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It is 10 o'clock.